Psalm 147. Praise Yah, it is good to sing praises to our God, it is pleasant and fitting to praise him. Yahweh builds up Jerusalem, he gathers together the outcasts of Israel. Well, that's what God wanted to do when they were in Babylon, and he makes Cyrus, the king of Persia, make this decree that all the Jews could return and he would give them all the resources they needed to rebuild Jerusalem. But they didn't want this. Most of them preferred to stay there in Persia. That's to me the sad ending of the book of Esther, that they were popular, they were wealthy, they were assimilated within the nations around them. But God wanted to gather them. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. Well, they would only be broken in heart if they were repentant for their sins and realized that they had been wounded and needed God to heal them. But no, they were caught up with the things of this world. And so the good news of the kingdom, that they could be restored to that kingdom, didn't mean anything to them. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by their names. Well, Abraham's seed was to be as many as the stars in the sky. God knows each of us individually and wants to have an individual relationship with us. And so we each have our own unique name before God, just as he's given all the stars a unique name. And Jesus says that when he returns, he will give us a stone with a name written on it that only we know and he knows. Well, a name in the Bible really refers to your character, your personality. And so God has this individual relationship with each of us. That means that you can't just sort of drift into God's kingdom because you were born into a family of believers. God will work so that you individuate from them. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. Yahweh upholds the humble. He brings the wicked down. So the difference is between the humble and the wicked. Humility is absolutely what God wants. This is the characteristic, the lead characteristic of all those who are righteous. Sing to Yahweh with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the sky with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass grow on the mountains. So God has not wound up the world and just left it ticking along on clockwork. He actively, as Jesus said, sends his rain on the just and on the unjust. He prepares the rain. He makes the grass grow. If you want evidence that God is real and alive, just look at the natural creation around you. He provides food for the animals and for the young ravens when they call. He doesn't delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. Yahweh takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his grace. In other words, sinful people who realize their sinfulness, who trust that God's grace is enough to save them. He's not interested in all that man thinks is cool and smart and strong, the strength of a horse or the legs of a man. Praise Yahweh, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat. He sends out his commandment to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool and scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. He shows his word to Jacob. Well, in the same way as God's word commands the natural creation and he does all these things all over the planet, creating rain, creating snow, the frost, the hail, so his word is just as powerful in our lives in creating a new creation. And it is this word which we have in the Bible. And that is why we have got to pay attention to it and respond. He has not done this for any other nation. They don't know his words. Praise the Lord. So no other nation, no other people have this amazing God working in their life with his word, creating things and being in harmony with the same God who is our God, who is also the God of all creation.